It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the four-day Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee is just around the corner. It's coming up May 16th through the 19th at the fairgrounds in Angels Camp. The fair CEO and manager, Lori Giannini, is joining us today in studio. Lori, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. It's always so fun to be here.
Well, it's exciting. The fair is almost here. What is the theme going to be this year?
The theme is gold pans and cattle brands.
And so what has been taking place behind the scenes leading up to this year's event? I saw the Capitol Frog Jump took place this week, right?
Yes. So we are on our Goodwill tour with our frogs. And so I believe they are visiting 11 grammar schools, 4 senior centers, and the government center, the Capitol, the Junior Frog Jump, and also, I think, the shopping center down in Copperopolis.
I saw some pictures that you were at the state capitol this week for the Frog Jump.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was awesome. Our senator, Senator Alvarado Gill, is so engaged in fairs. She visited every fair in her district last year, all the way, Amador County, all the way to Bishop. So she hosted us yesterday, and we had the biggest turnout we've ever had. It was actually the 40th anniversary of the Capitol Jump. Now Congressman John Garamendi, who was our assembly person, who is from Calaveras County, he started it in 1975. It was really fun yesterday to have his son, Supervisor Jack Garamendi, there with us. And Jack's claim to fame is, at that first frog jump, he won the 8 and under division.
Wow. Interesting
so he
history.
Says.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did he compete this week as well?
He didn't. He had two of his nephews that are local to Sacramento come and jump for him. So that was fun.
That's good. At least he was here in an honorary capacity.
Oh,
then.
He was there. He is a very good supporter.
Yeah, great to raise awareness about the event all across the state.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then you recently had a dinner to recognize several people at the fairgrounds. Who are some of the families and people who you're giving special recognition to this year?
So our family of the year, the fair is dedicated to the Eric Sender family from Mountain Ranch, not only for their contributions to the fair, which are many and vast, they're just contributions to the community. And when the community is in a time of crisis, they are one of the first businesses and families to step up and really help.
Yeah, a lot of people, I assume, really come together to make this event happen every single
year. Yes. And other people who were recognized was our honor roll was Vern Johnson. And Vern Johnson, he's an amazing person. He was a shop teacher at Bret Harte High School for years. And he actually helped us, and I believe it was 2010, start our Ag Mechanics Auction. Our Ag Mechanics Auction used to have, we started with 2 picnic tables. And now there's, 75 items that we auction off on Friday of the fair. We also honored Gloria Grimes, who is one of our board members. She is also the tribal chairman for the Calaveras Miwoks. She is a wonderful board member, so she was another person we honored. And Ola and Sandy Gardina, who have been active in our livestock department as well as our camping areas. So those are a few of the people that were recognized.
Very nice. So let's jump right into the fair, which is just around the corner next week. Is the kids parade happening this year?
Yes, the kids parade will be downtown. Our youth parade that the Soroptimus really help us with that. The City of Angels partners with us because as you can imagine, just from what you have already happening here when I'm driving through for your parade this weekend, it takes a lot to put these parades together. So,
yeah, yes. Definitely a big community event.
Yes.
And then 4 different days of the fair. Are there going to be different themes again this year?
There are some different themes. Our kids Thursday is traditionally Kids Day, so we love that. And then Friday is Buckaroo Day. Saturday is Cattleman's Day. Sunday, of course, is the International Frog Jump Day.
So what are some of the headlining acts and events this year?
So on Thursday, of course, kids are free, so that's a headline in itself. So kids are free. And then what's unique to Calaveras County is our schools are out on Friday and Saturday of Fair Week. And so it really gives an opportunity for families to come out with their kids because they are free on Thursday. We also have our Rodeo Queen competition. We have our Miss Calaveras Agriculture competition, which is anywhere from 3 months old to, I believe, 15. So that's really fun. I think we have 30 young girls in that competition. And then Miss Calaveras is that evening. In addition to that, we have all our livestock shows and all of our stage entertainment. And we have some really fun family shows this year. I'm so excited about it.
I know Miss Calaveras, as you mentioned, that first night always draws a big crowd. Can you talk a little bit about what that event all entails?
Miss Calaveras is our scholarship program, and it was originally Belle of the Camp, and I think they sold a lot of tickets. And so, and then it became Miss Calaveras, and then in the 90s, it became a scholarship pageant. So the young women are judged on several areas. One is personal interview. One is their platform. One is health and fitness. They also are judged on their talent. And they're judged on evening gown and an impromptu question. We have 7 amazing girls running for that program. 7 also running for our Rodeo Queen. And BJ, for the first time ever, we have international students in both competitions. We have exchange students participating.
That is very cool.
Yeah, yes. One from Germany and one from Italy.
What an experience for them to, yes, to come here and participate.
What an experience for our other young women that are participating. You know, we have a junior fair board. We have all these livestock programs in our exhibits program. And our goal with these programs is really to add to the people that they're becoming. And that someday they come and they give back to their communities. And a lot of them are returning to Calaveras County. So that's super exciting.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear. And then, so Miss Calaveras, the first night, what were you saying were kind of the other big events later in the weekend?
Oh, later in the weekend. So we have Friday is our Ned Ledoux concert. So excited to have him back. He's a Calaveras County favorite. We just love him. We also have some Wrangler play events in our arena, and our Gymkhana show for our junior exhibitors is also in the arena that day. Our Ag Mechanics auction, which is at 4 o'clock, where folks can register for that auction and they can purchase furniture and patio furniture and coffee tables and metal gates and barbecues and all the things that our kids are building to sell.
And some fairs do it differently. So for clarification, like the Ned Ledoux concert and the Miss Calaveras, is it one price for one ticket to get in?
Yes, and that's so unique for us. And if you've been to our fairgrounds, so you know our topography. And so everything is open. Everything is with the price of admission, but the carnival and to jump frogs. But all of our entertainment, the rodeos, everything is, and the concerts are just pay one price.
We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute. We're talking about the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee just around the corner, May 16th through the 19th at the Fairgrounds in Angels Camp. The fair CEO and manager, Lori Giannini, is joining us today. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking about the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee with the fair CEO and manager, Lori Giannini, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Again, the event May 16th through the 19th at the fairgrounds in Angels Camp. And, you know, we kind of ended the last segment talking a little bit about the carnival as well. What can people expect when they come to the carnival this year?
Well, we have 2 great carnivals. It's split into 1 is designed for younger children, which our families of young children really like. The other one on top is Has the bigger rides, has all the games and those kinds of things. So they're really in two different spots. Classic Amusements is our carnival this year, and they're really, really great to work for. They're very family oriented, and so they're a pleasure to work with.
And how about vendors? Are there going to be quite a few of those this year?
126.
That's quite a few.
There's quite a few, yes. And we have some new food options, which we're really excited about. We have a new Mexican food. We also have a ramen, which is going to be vegan and vegetarian. So we have that little niche for people too. So we're really excited about our food options, just expanding those. We have a new pizza vendor. So, yeah.
Fair
and,
food.
You know,
it's great.
It's fair food. And how do you like your corn dog, BJ?
I like it just a little ketchup.
A little ketchup.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
They're always great. It's a part of the experience of the fair every single year.
It is.
You know, and one thing we haven't gotten into is the International Frog Jump, which is always a huge attraction to anybody who comes out to the fairgrounds.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that event?
So the Frog Jump actually started in 1928, and a group of people, civic-minded people, wanted to get together and celebrate the paving of the street in Angels Camp. And so how they did that was they decided to have a frog jump. And because it's patterned after Mark Twain's story, the celebrating frog of Calaveras County. And so...
celebrated jumping frog
of Calaveras County. Thank you. And in some versions, it's the notorious jumping frog of Calaveras County. So it's Mark Twain's first published work. So we have that tie to them. And so they did that, and it grew and grew and grew. And then sometime in the 30s, it outgrew its location. And so the fair was happening simultaneously. The fair had started in 1893, and it had found a home in Angels Camp. And so the big decision at the time was whether or not to merge those two events. The Frog Jump had a history of a spring event, a May event, and the fair had a history of a fall event because of crops and all those things, you know. And so that was the big controversy, what to do, and they finally decided to move it and to the spring, and then the Frog Jump joined. So that's how we became the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. So we will have jumpers from everywhere, sometimes internationally. Sometimes we don't even know who's coming until they get here. And the Frog Jump will... we'll have the fun jump, which is Thursday when kids are free. So kids can jump for $2. And basically most of the day we just concentrate on kids. Then the competition starts kicking in. And then the top 50 frogs will compete for the finals. If the world record is broken during the finals, that jockey will win $20,000.
It's a bucket list thing, I think, to just go and jump a frog at least once. It's a fun experience.
It is a bucket list thing. And I would encourage everyone, if they haven't done it, just to do it once. You might get hooked. And when you're there, you have to go down and you have to see where we keep the frogs, which we call the Frog Spa. And we have a gentleman on our team named Dave Gallagher who puts together some folks, and they just take amazing care of our frogs. Our frogs listen to classical music. They're fed, they're treated with dignity. And so the frog is so important to us. You know, it's not only our signature event, but for Calaveras County, the frog is really an economic engine, because the fair and the fairgrounds, the last data I've seen, $5.2 million in spending activity has trickled out. So it's super important.
Yeah, absolutely. I've met a lot of those people behind the scenes who are doing with the frogs, and they are great people. So it's
they're amazing. Take great care of those animals. Amazing. Yes.
And $20,000 if you break the record.
If you break the record.
So Rosie the Riveter.
If we break Rosie the Riveter's record.
1986.
Very good. Lee Judici was the jockey, 21 feet 5 3/4 inches. And, you know, we're going to have great weather, and it could be the year. It could be
that would
the
be
year.
Fun.
Yeah, it would be super fun.
Do we know of any of Rosie's nieces or nephews living in the ponds around Calaveras County? Or
you know, you just don't know.
Never know.
You know, we should maybe send that into Ancestry.com. I don't know, and see if we can work that out.
And then I got asked too, the wine pavilion, is that coming back this year? A lot of great wineries in the region.
You are asking about the wine pavilion because you enter the amateur wine contest.
I do, yes.
And I'm not telling you if you won or not. You have to come to the fair and see. So yes, the wine pavilion will be up and running. It'll be great. We have the demonstration kitchen in the back. We have our chef, Ray Dewey, who will be doing some amazing things. So the Calaveras Wine Grape Alliance is sponsoring that building, and they do a marvelous job, and I'm just really excited to see all of the wines and have people be able to go in and just enjoy that experience.
So you've given a great preview so far of everything happening at the fair. Anything else that stands out that we haven't?
Well, we didn't
yet?
Talk about the rodeo.
Oh,
and it
yes.
wouldn't be a fair without a rodeo. It wouldn't
Absolutely.
Be a Calaveras County fair without a professional rodeo. And we do have a rodeo, and it is going to be Pink Night at the Calaveras County Fair, and that is in honor of our rodeo queen, Lily Butler, who was 17 years old, who died in a car accident this fall, and her family is very connected to the fair, and so we will be doing a pink lap in her honor, and also encouraging our fans and people attending the rodeo and our cowboys just to wear pink in her memory. And the thing about Lily is at her young age, she touched so many lives, and everybody she met was her friend, and it was and so we like to say, you know, live like Lily, because she just had a capacity for people and friendship. And so through our fair and through our rodeo specifically, we just want to spread that message that, you know, everyone can have that capacity if they just put themselves out a little bit.
Yeah, it's wonderful to remember her legacy and what she did here in the community. We need to take a quick break one more time. We're talking about the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. We're joined on the program by Lori Giannini, who is the fair CEO and manager. The fair coming up May 16th through the 19th. Final segment coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair Jumping Frog Jubilee just a week away in Calaveras County, joined on the program by Lori Giannini, who is the fair CEO and manager. One thing we definitely want to get into is the Junior Livestock Auction. So what can you tell us about when that's going to take place and its importance on for the local youth?
Yeah, oh, it is amazing. Last year, it was over $1 million. That was 2 years in a row that we've hit that target. This year, we have a lot more animals than we've had in the past. And so it's on May 19th. It is at 9 a.m., but if you come at 7, just check into the office, tell us that you're going to be a buyer, you won't get charged admission, and we'll take you down to a lovely breakfast. And so there's a breakfast for our buyers. But more importantly, as I mentioned earlier, you know, these programs we have are just adding to the people, these young, adding to the person these young people are becoming. And so it's really important to remember that. And it's more than just selling an animal. There is the responsibility of taking care of that animal, of marketing that animal, of having just good sportsmanship and the spirit of competition, and later taking all of those skills and using them in a real life experience. And so I think we have more steers than we've had in years. We also have a replacement heifer program. We also, I think, have 126 meat pens of chickens entered, plus quality pork and quality beef and quality goat and quality lamb and turkeys and rabbits. And if you really care about where your food comes from and you really want to support the community at the same time, coming to the Junior Livestock Auction is a great option for you, because those animals are so cared for. And I can't explain the difference until you've experienced the difference on something that was raised the way these animals are raised, that goes to your dinner table, and then something you buy in the grocery store. They're not even comparable. And so it's really a win-win for people. And we would just encourage you to come support the kids, or if you just want to come and support, you can also do add-ons. But we have a lot of exhibitors this year. So it, again, May 19th.
And what is an add-on?
An add-on is, you don't really want to buy an animal, but let's say there's a child from West Point and you can tell that that child's really worked hard. You can go to the office and say, write a check for $50 and say, I want to give $50 to that child.
And then over $1 million 2 years in a row, that's really significant. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And Calaveras County, through all of our scholarship programs and all our fundraising, it's just an amazing place to raise a family.
And then also want to ask you about volunteers. What type of role do they play throughout this coming weekend?
We couldn't do it without them. Mm-hmm. We just could not do it without them. From the organizations that volunteer, their staffs, like AMA, who does our parking, they have a lot of volunteers. We have a church who does our cleanup. We have some Rotary clubs who are involved in the frog jump, our Junior Livestock Committee, and all of those folks are probably 50 people who just work in that program. And what people don't understand either is that my board of directors are all volunteers. So currently we have a 6-member board. We're short 3, but they work really hard and diligently together. And so, and then our Friends of the Fair Board, that's also a volunteer organization that help us with capital improvements. So this year we have a new set of bathrooms. We have a huge storage facility, which is amazing. We have finished our livestock pavilion. We, during the storms, we realized we need to roof Mark Twain Hall. So the Friends of the Fair paid for the roofing on Mark Twain Hall. So there's lots of things that they do as far as capital improvements that are not really seen by the general public, because it could be underground electricity or plumbing or roofs or whatever, you know. So they really do a lot, and they fundraise for us all year long.
You mentioned you have 3 open seats. Have there been some comings and goings recently?
Well, we had a few years ago, Evan Garamendi retired. Bob Trinchero passed away. And then this year, Steve Wooster retired from the board. So we do have 3 openings. You can go on to our website and you can have the link. You can find the link to apply for the board. Our board is, they are selected by the governor. Mm-hmm. So they're governor appointees.
And then we talked about the wine pavilion earlier. Is Gay Callen still the board president?
Gay Callen is our board president. And of course, a lot of people know her from the wine industry. She was actually with Chatham Vineyards and then later the winery. And they still have the vineyards and the ranch. Her, Barton Stevenot, Chuck Hovey, and probably the Kautzes really started that industry that we have now. That I think there's 23 tasting rooms in Murphy's.
Yes.
So
really grown and become
it's very grown and it's become a real tourist destination.
A real economic generator as well.
Yes.
For the
uh-huh.
community.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me again, that you mentioned the economic impact. What were those figures that you mentioned earlier?
$5.2 million in spending activity. And those were our latest numbers. So that's, you know, the trickle-out activity mm-hmm. that the fair brings.
And then we talked about the Capitol Frog Jump earlier. Is there going to be one at the Government Center in Calaveras this year?
There is. It'll be noon on the 17th. And so we'll be there with our Board of Supervisors and the county. And again, the Calaveras County Fair is part of CDFA. And so we are a state agency. But we, work together really well with Calaveras County, which is a county agency, and the City of Angels, which is a city agency. And so, at home, we just like to say we're a family.
And Lori, we always have you on right before the Calaveras County Fair because it's a big event, important in the community. Mm-hmm. But I know that the fairgrounds are really pretty busy all year long. Play an important role. So
we are very busy with quinceaneras and weddings and memorial services. And we have the Calaveras Celtic Fair, and we have the Blues and Bones event. We have graduation events. Mark Twain Elementary graduation is actually on our main stage. And so we have lots of events, Crafty Chicks, craft fairs, and BMX. And we have the Frogtown Classic, which is a BMX event. And now they have gone the week before, too, and are doing a more expanded event, which is more of a ride. So, yeah, there's a lot going on all the time.
And how about during times of unexpected, like, catastrophes and, mm-hmm. and fires and that type of thing? What role the fairgrounds plays?
California fairgrounds are really important to the Office of Emergency Services statewide, particularly the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. We are often a fire camp. We can host Red Cross, disabled people. We work really closely with Calaveras Animal Control and the Office of Emergency Services, because often when livestock is in danger, we take all livestock at the fairgrounds. And so annually we do that. Or if there's just a situation where animals need to be confiscated or animals are abandoned, livestock, they'll come to the fairgrounds because we have the housing for them.
I know sometimes in recent years there have been questions about funding for fairs and what could happen at the state capitol. Has funding been pretty stable recently?
There is no funding.
There is no funding?
There is no funding.
Explain that to me. How do you receive money then for fairs?
We get a small allocation. We will get some funds through a bill we call the 1499 bill, which is new fair funding. And so it's the sales tax generated at fairgrounds statewide if you opt into the program. So we'll get a little bit of money from that, but we are no longer funded out of the general fund. So all of our funding comes from rentals, and it comes from the fair. Mm-hmm. Just having events and the fair. And so, and sponsorship is a big thing to us. We have some presenting sponsors, which are CalWays, Dignity Health, Mark Twain Hospital, KW Emerson, Friends of the Calaveras County Fair, Conifer Communications. So we have a lot of presenting sponsors.
Yeah, you're definitely driving home the reason to support your local county
yes,
fair and get out there for
yes,
the events. Spend some money. So
exactly.
Well, Lori Jean, any closing comments you'd like to make as we wrap up today?
I just want to say that I am so honored to have the position I have and to be able to work with and work for really amazing people. I'm so honored to have all our volunteers, all of our sponsors that are just outstanding sponsors for us. And it's just an amazing experience, and I am privileged and blessed beyond words.
And so far, those weather forecasts are looking great from the horizon, so get out there and support it.
Yes, please do. And, I know gas prices are high, folks, but there's a staycation right
up
here. Yes, stay local, and we are such a great family event.
Well, and on that note, we've been talking with Lori Giannini, the Fair CEO of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. The fair coming up May 16th through the 19th at the fairgrounds in Angels Camp. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.